Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Six individuals are safe despite an early morning fire last Friday that destroyed a home and an adjacent building in Hoback Ranches, located about 7 miles south of Bondurant. Sublette County Unified Firemen were dispatched at 3:40 a.m. to a fire in a chimney. Fire units from four stations responded to the call, but could not access the home due to unplowed roads. Local firefighters who live in the area, realizing that access to the residence was limited to snow machines and tracked off-road vehicles, were first on the scene, responding directly to the incident scene to provide for occupant safety while attempting to determine the extent of the fire with what resources they had on hand. Sublette County Emergency Management, Search and Rescue, and Road and Bridge Departments all assisted with providing a snowcat for better access to the fire. Two of the six building occupants were transported to St. John's Hospital in Jackson for treatment and observation resulting from smoke inhalation, but were released shortly after admission. While the home and one other adjacent outbuilding were ultimately lost to the fire, all occupants escaped thanks to smoke alarm activation and timely response by all parties. The cause was determined to be an accidental electrical fire originating within a wall of the home. Casper police made 23 arrests during a concentrated traffic stop operation funded by the DEA last week. 13 of those arrests were related to drugs. The department also arrested six people on warrants and three for alcohol-related offenses during the operation March 29th and 30th. In total, officers made 389 traffic stops over 14 hours. The funding, which comes from a Drug Enforcement Administration grant, is intended to crack down on people growing and distributing marijuana in the U.S. The operation seized approximately 520 grams of marijuana, but 1 pound of that, or roughly 453 grams, came from a single vehicle. In addition, officers also seized 600 milligrams of THC edibles, 1 gram of THC wax, various other small amount THC products, 66.7 grams of methamphetamine, and 1 gram of cocaine. 30 officers were dispatched to each day of the operation. They concentrated around Casper's main roads, exit, and entry points. And although the operation was focused on marijuana, officers also issued 80 citations for speeding, 26 for other moving violations, and 9 for seatbelt or child restraint violations. They also reportedly gave 269 warnings to drivers.
If your plan involves a party, it's your responsibility to plan for a safe and sober ride home. A DWI is a serious crime with serious consequences. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. If you get busted, you may lose your license, pay thousands of dollars in court costs, legal fees, and higher insurance rates. Make sure your last call is a safe one. Order up a sober ride. And please, don't drink and drive.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color-matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
Pal Ace Hardware has all the supplies and parts you need for your home improvement projects. Stop in today for painter's tape, drop cloths, brushes, and more. Pal Ace, downtown Powell.
The U.S. Department of Justice and the Wyoming Attorney General's Office are warning consumers about fraudulent COVID-19 vaccine surveys. These emails and texts promise prizes or cash at the conclusion of the survey, but the real purpose is to steal money and capture personal information. Participants are promised that they can choose an iPad Pro or other prize and only have to pay shipping and handling. Victims who provide their credit card numbers are duly charged for the shipping and handling, but never receive the prizes. In addition, they are probably victims of identity theft.
The Department of Justice advises consumers to never click on links in texts or emails that claim to be a vaccine survey or in any unsolicited email or text. They also urge people to report the communication to the National Center for Disaster Fraud. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.